Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Jillian has been helping ethical companies grow for more than 30 years. As a former talk show host of a nationally syndicated green radio talk show, Jillian provides fresh, experienced, and dynamic insight and strategies to build companies into iconic brands based on value, meaning, and ethics. Jillian's greatest passion is helping ethical companies succeed in making the world a better place.
I got started in marketing at 5 years old because I wanted to change the world. And I thought the best way to do it was to be able to highlight ethical companies all over the world and give them a platform of success from which to be heard. Because we only think that if we could have ethical leaders changing the world, it'll come through business. So I'm honored to help companies be successful. And we're really good at what we do.
Before leaving for New York, Jillian and I met at her office in beautiful Santa Barbara to discuss old times and new teas. Jillian, you've attended decades of fancy food shows. Will you share with our tea audience what you saw at this year's summer show?
I'm always excited by this show for so many reasons. It's vivacious and full of people of every country and ethnicity and product line, and then it disappears. What I love about it is it follows my business philosophy that we can make peace profitable. Nobody was fighting. They were all just sharing ideas and concepts. New York will now be the exclusive East Coast show for anybody wanting to introduce or continue to represent a company within the food and beverage area. You and I have known each other for a long time. I think it's almost 18 years ago to bring rooibos into the U.S. market from South Africa. We brought a lot of other tea ingredients into the U.S. and working with companies here as well.
Our listeners will be particularly interested in exhibitors who were displaying RTD, regular leaf tea, and other tea variances.
So there's both the ready-to-drink side, the RTD side, and some of my favorite are like Joe's Teas, who's just this wonderful old, good old American brand. And I do have little pieces of things. But I saw other ready-to-drinks where they use tea as an additional ingredient, not as a primary ingredient. So there was like ginseng up. Now, ginseng is actually an herb. And so when you think of a beverage that's ready to drink, sometimes it isn't just canaliensis as a tea, but you see other ingredients coming forward. So there were sparkling teas, flat teas. In the RTD side, there were ones mixed with new herbal formulas. There was one with probiotics. So they were using tea in the RTD side, which is America's much more acceptable way to receive a tea because of the fact that they were using it as a channel to share different ingredients, which if I remember from all the learnings I've had from you as well, tea is that medicinal channel. So in the package side, lots of different ones out there, a lot of ones in the different countries from India, et cetera, but also just the traditional ones like Republic of Tea, you know, some of the brands that have been there and holding the space for a long time, they were displaying everything they had to show too. So it's exciting to see that because you asked me to keep an eye out, especially for teas, I would say that at least 15% of the exhibitors were in the tea category of some type.
Oh, that's a great number. One of the things I noticed is a greater embrace of purpose-driven marketing. You're remarkable on that, an intuitive expert. Can you offer some advice for budding brands and tea estates trying to market directly to consumers?
Absolutely. I love your slight play on words with budding brands, because we did bring PG Tips to the market from the U.S. as well. So some antique brands or traditional brands have come in. Because I understand the American mindset, and as an agency, we're quite unique in the fact that we only work for clients we think are ethical. So in that discussion of what is ethical, It is to understand your supply chain. It's to ensure the quality of your product meets a specific standard, whether you're going organic, non-GMO, or any other certification. But on the next one is, do you as a company also feel within your business model that some or any of your profit can go to something else? And the American consumer will always buy, and I'm sure you'll endorse this, does it taste good? Do I feel good when I indulge in it? Is there a benefit to me? But what else is the company doing? So I would say for the budding brands that are coming into the U.S., listen, you need to know where your tea's from. Is it quality? Can you depend on your source? Because the worst thing in America is to become famous and then you have no supply chain, because we have a short memory here and we jump onto the next exciting opportunity if the supply chain isn't consistent enough to make sure that there is enough for everybody to enjoy. And then on the other side, as you're telling your story, remember the story should always incorporate the consumer too. So yes, absolutely, we are helping, you know, the farmers in our communities. And also those farmers want to know you. So a lot of it has to do with making connectivity between your product and the American consumer. And just remember, we get a little lost on the planet when we have to have someone tell us, well, our tea is from Sri Lanka, like Dilma, or from India, like all the ones that you preferred. You know, we have to be oriented a little bit to understand it a bit more.
Has purpose-driven marketing experienced an increase? And if so, what trends are you seeing and seizing?
Absolutely. And because I work in multiple channels of industry, whether it's agriculture, you know, food, beverage, et cetera, I would say what we're seeing, and it has a lot to do with the influx of technology into marketing and communication. So you're right. There are people who build a brand with checkboxes. Right? Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Right? And that's fine. It satisfies potentially the investor. I'm not quite sure. But I can actually tell you, and someday I will scientifically prove it, that authenticity has a vibration. It has some magnetism, because I jokingly say AI should be authentic intelligence, not artificial. How can you be organic and use artificial? Right? It's actually an oxymoron if you're playing the conversation. So the more you could be authentic, and that just means be true to your own core values. Know what your core values are. Don't just buy them because someone else says, well, blank, you know, because once you say that, there's no longer a confusion on who you are, because marketing is all about who are you? What are you exchanging with your efforts and energies to be paid? And can that person stay with you in your community? They will stay if they believe you're authentic. And I jokingly say, if we were as smart as our dogs, because dogs have hackles, and hackles tell the dog, hey, that's a bad person, we lost those. We have them, we forget it. So to answer your question, I don't give a short answer. However, I think if people just stay authentic, that purpose will be because it's true, not because it's a checkbox.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.